Hi everyone, and welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas, and thanks so much for tuning in tonight. As many of you already know, the way this podcast works is very simple. You just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. I'll take a moment to talk you through a short relaxation exercise, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story. And these stories are designed to gently grasp your attention and comfortably guide you to sleep. And just as many people have been telling us in their reviews, the more you tune in, the more effective the podcast will be at putting you to sleep. So be sure to listen every night on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss a good night's rest. Please do feel free to reach out to us, give us any feedback you have, any ideas for stories, through our website at getsleepy.com. We really do appreciate all of the feedback that you guys have been giving us. Now tonight's story will be read by the wonderful voice of Nadine. We'll witness the best homemaker in the animal kingdom, the beaver. We'll follow a woman on a relaxing outdoor adventure, where she'll enjoy the sights and sounds of nature and find a cozy place to rest her head. Now, if you need a little help to really relax and put your mind and body at ease, then begin by just taking some deep breaths. Inhale slowly. Hold the breath for a moment. And then slowly release. Spend just a couple of minutes breathing at this slower rate. Roughly 6 full breaths per minute is ideal for just letting your body settle down. Focus on the way it restores calm to your body as your chest expands and contracts. And feel the flow of air through your nostrils, into your lungs, and back out through your mouth. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply for a little while before gradually easing back into your natural breathing pattern. Meanwhile, I'll hand over to Nadine for tonight's story. As you settle in and begin to drift off to sleep, we'll join the subject of our story just as she is setting out on a relaxing outdoor adventure.
There was a woman who enjoyed being in the great outdoors. She loved the sights and sounds of nature. She loved the feeling of the sun on her skin, the freshness of the air filling her lungs, the crunch of the leaves beneath her feet, and the marvel of watching animals in their natural habitat. So one day, she decided to venture into the forest and go camping. she packed up a tent and a sleeping bag, some warm clothes, and a bit of food. She put on a pair of sturdy hiking boots and she set out into the wilderness. She went to an area that she knew well. She'd been there before. She'd walked the trails, and she began walking along her favorite trail. It was a well-worn dirt trail with tree roots butting out of the ground here and there. It wandered along streams which babbled quietly, steadily. Trees rose along the sides of the trail, offering shade from the sun. It wasn't hot, though. It was fall, so the temperature was cool. The air was fresh and crisp, like a ripe apple. A gentle breeze blew through the forest, rustling the trees, and occasionally sending leaves falling to the ground. Red, yellow, orange, and brown, the leaves drifted slowly from the canopy, gently tossing and twirling on the way down. The ground was soft and cushioned her steps, making it a particularly comfortable path to walk along. It was as though the path was telling her that it wanted her to walk there, as though nature was inviting her into its home with open arms. She knew this trail like the back of her hand. She'd taken its twists and turns so many times before. She knew this particular trail would wind up a hill, meander along the ridge of that hill, and then slope down through the valley to the river's edge. It would then cross the river and continue on for a ways. She walked along the trail as it wound up the hill, just as she knew it would. Occasionally, she'd spot a deer grazing off in the distance. One deer lifted its head and watched as she drew near. When it saw she meant no harm, it continued on, munching on leaves, twigs, and acorns. She heard the light crunch of leaves as squirrels bounded across the forest floor. They were particularly busy this time of year. Birds chirped from every tree. Listening closely, she noticed birds of the same type calling to each other. Perhaps they were talking about a new food source or singing to a mate, she thought. No matter how many times she went into the forest, these things never got boring. She didn't understand what the birds said or what two squirrels might be quarreling about, so she always had a sense of wonder, a sense of amusement. After a little while, the change in elevation became more apparent. As she neared the top of the hill, the forest changed. Trees were fewer. Grasses and shrubs took over more of the land. The air felt lighter. She reached the top of the hill and began walking along the ridge. The trees, though fewer, still rose high above, obscuring the view of the river valley off to the side. But then she came to a rocky outcropping, where a boulder jutted up and out from the hill. She walked out onto the rock and was able to see the valley laid out before her in all its pristine splendor. The river ran through the valley. Indeed, it had created this valley over thousands of years. It meandered back and forth, always following the lowest point. The water was clear and bluish green. The river was relatively calm, with gentle rapids dotting its surface here and there. As she looked out over the landscape, she saw an area where the river slowed, its edges tempered by tufts of sticks and other natural material. There, she could see it formed a small pond. The land around it was relatively open and flat. She thought that looked intriguing, a safe and comfortable place to set up camp for the night. She'd never strayed far from the trail before, but she felt like having an adventure. Perhaps today would be the day she'd venture off the beaten path. She continued walking along the trail, following it across the high ridge. Then it turned and began its descent into the valley. The trail wound back and forth as it followed the hill down. With each soft step along the dirt path, she wandered deeper and deeper into the valley. She felt the air change as she got closer to the river. Smells became more abundant as the foliage once again grew more dense. The earthy scent of fallen leaves dominated, occasionally subdued by a hint of peat moss. She eventually reached the river, where the trail continued over a wooden bridge. But before humans built roads, rivers and streams were the best means of travel across land. So, she figured, why not follow the path nature has made? Maybe then she'd see that tranquil pond. So instead of crossing the bridge, she turned and walked along the edge of the river towards that area she'd seen from the hill. She trod calmly through the grass along the riverbank, listening to the rippling sounds of the river as it flowed over fallen branches and between rocks. Although there was no proper trail here, she was able to follow the small paths worn by the countless steps of deer and other animals that had been here before. They too followed the river. She enjoyed something about this. She was forming her own path, creating her own adventure. And this sense of adventure filled her heart. In low-lying places, along the water's edge, the animal trails would veer off directly into the river. She figured that this was where the animals would stop a drink of water. In other places, the animal trails would veer off towards the hills. But regardless of whether or not there was a path, she just continued walking along the river, making her own way forward. She didn't know exactly how long she'd been following the river like this, when she realized the sounds of the river had quieted. She'd reached her destination, the turn in the river where the pond had formed. She found an area a short distance from the pond, where the grass was particularly soft and thick. Running her hands through it, She knew it would make for a perfect sleeping spot. So she set up her tent and put her sleeping bag and other belongings inside. After setting up camp and having a bite to eat, she decided to explore the area. It appeared that the river used to flow directly through the pond, but a family of beavers had built a dam here. It slowed the river, flooding the flat land around the riverbed. The dam didn't stop all of the water from flowing through. Some water spilled over the dam, continuing on the river's original path. But the dam was rather effective at slowing the river. The pond was quite still and its waters calm. The occasional splash of a fish or a turtle bobbing its head above the water were the only things to disturb the pond's glassy surface. She found a comfortable seat in the grass, resting against a log, and began to watch. She had a full view of the pond, and she could see down the river a good ways. After watching for just a few moments, it became obvious how the dam affected the surrounding area. The pond water was a bit darker than the faster moving parts of the river. As the water slowed, sediment collected on the pond floor. The nutrients and calm water allowed plant life to flourish. Water lilies floated atop the surface, and algae grew along the shallow banks. Strong trees and colourful wildflowers garnished the pond's edge. And the plants attracted other forms of life. Dragonflies frolicked in pairs, occasionally landing on a lily pad, only to take off again when they noticed a frog watching nearby. Fish congregated due to the abundance of bugs and worms. Smaller varieties nibbled on the quickly growing algae, and turtles rested on the water's edge, bathing in the warmth of the sun. These smaller forms of life garnered the attention of larger ones. A mother fox rested off in the distance, keeping a watchful eye as her two furry cubs wrestled playfully. A moose waded into the pond and munched on the nutrient-rich plants. The woman just sat and watched all of this. She took in the environment and she developed a great deal of respect for the beaver dam because it shaped the environment. It created a rich and fertile oasis with opportunities for other plants and animals to thrive. As she sat there with a sense of wonder for the beaver dam, she heard a splash a little ways up the river. She wasn't sure what it was. It was just out of sight. But moments later, a furry brown mammal swam into the pond from upstream, hauling a thick branch clutched in its mouth. And then a smaller one swam into the pond with a smaller, bushier branch. And then another and another, all carrying branches towards the dam. The beaver family had arrived. One by one, each delivered its branch to the dam and neatly weaved it into the latticework that calmed this river. They brought rocks from the bottom of the pond and placed them along the dam to add weight. With their strong tails, they dredged mud from the pond floor and, using their hands, packed it like cement into the foundation. Content with their work for the day, the mother beaver dragged a large, bushy branch into the middle of the pond. Dinner time. The family gathered around the floating branch, nibbling on the leaves and wood. The two young beavers playfully nudged one another aside, trying to get a bite of the best pieces. After a filling meal, the family began to joyously swim around the pond, as if celebrating the unique home they'd created, both for themselves and the other surrounding life. The two parents took turns chasing the little ones in and around the pond, swimming, diving, and nuzzling one another with their furry faces. But the parents eventually tired and took to floating on their backs, as if meditating, leaving the young and energetic pups to their games. By now, the afternoon was fading into evening. The beavers retired to the safety of their lodge, a large structure at the far end of the pond. From the outside, it just appeared to be a pile of logs, rocks, and mud. But on the inside, it was a cozy, intricately designed home. The only entrance was underwater, ensuring the lodge remained safe from unwanted visitors. Having fully enjoyed the happenings around this pond all afternoon, the woman began to set up camp for the night. She walked around and collected some pieces of wood for a fire. The beavers' hard work maintaining the dam had left plenty of branches and logs for her to use. She appreciated this for a moment, how the beavers made her life easier. That seemed to be true for many other forms of life in the area as well. Once the fire was burning, she made a bite to eat. The crackling fire blended with the sizzle of her food cooking over it. Their smells mixed too, offering a delightful tingle to her nose. The sun began to drift behind the hills, transforming into rays of purple and red. The sounds of the river and the surrounding forest began to change. Birdsongs faded out as the slow, rhythmic chirping of cicadas and grasshoppers faded in. A bullfrog in the pond seemed to be leading the collective chant. Eventually, darkness fell over the valley. The moon rose through the sky as thin, misty clouds drifted by. The woman climbed into her tent and slid into her sleeping bag. Her body heat, along with warmth radiating from the embers of the fire, created a cozy cocoon. As she lay there, comfortable in bed, she thought back through the events of her day. She remembered walking along the trail, deciding to venture off the path, discovering the pond, and watching the wildlife that gathered there. She was grateful for this family of beavers, grateful for the pond they'd created, grateful for all of the wildlife their dam attracted. As she rested, thinking about the beavers, who are nestled together inside the safety and comfort of their lodge, just a short distance away. Her eyes began to feel heavy, so she let them close. There was no need to stay awake anymore. She had nothing to do right now. Nowhere to be. She was warm and safe inside her tent. While the water continued to gently trickle over the dam and the cicadas continued to chirp, she fell into a deep and restorative sleep.